Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And remember, you can always listen to our show as a podcast. Just go out to EWTN Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. Well, today we're welcoming back Kimberly Henkel to our show. And Kimberly is the founder and executive director of Springs of Love. And it's a beautiful apostolate that inspires Catholics to discern and to live out the call to foster and adopt. Kimberly is a Catholic convert, and she holds a PhD in moral theology from the Catholic University of America and an MTS from the John Paul II Institute. And she's also an executive producer of the Springs of Love Foster and Adoption video series that was featured here on EWTN On Demand, which you can go and watch. She has been featured on EWTN, Catholic Answers Live, and C-SPAN, and her writing has appeared in the Lynn Acre Quarterly, the National Catholic Register, and Focus on the Family. Kimberly co-founded Springs in the Desert, which is a beautiful ministry for those couples that are experiencing infertility. And she and her husband, Greg, were drawn to foster care through their own infertility journey and are now adoptive parents to their four beautiful children in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And today, she's here to speak with us about all the great things that Springs of Love is doing to equip Catholics to foster and adopt, and how Catholics can participate in one of the church's greatest traditions of taking care of children. Go out to our beautiful website, springsoflove.org. And you know, you might be a man or a woman out there who was adopted, and God has richly blessed your life. This would be a beautiful ministry for you to sow into. Maybe you were in an orphanage. Maybe you were in foster care and you entered into a loving family and they adopted you. And now you want to sow in to this beautiful ministry. Just go out to springsoflove.org and make your money matter for this beautiful ministry.
Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Kimberly Henkel, and she is the founder and executive director of Springs of Love. Go out to our website, springsoflove.org, to learn more. Now, we had you on yesterday, but for those who didn't catch the show, briefly recap what exactly Springs of Love Apostolate is.
Sure. So Springs of Love exists to help Catholics discern and live out the call to foster and adopt, and also to build communities of support to help accompany really everyone touched by fostering and adoption.
Those are your Springs of Love chapters.
Springs of Love chapters, right. Yes, in yeah. Parishes, so that we can help form people to have an accompaniment ministry specifically to help all of those who have been touched by fostering and adoption.
Who are all those touched by that?
So we're talking
what people
about,
are you speaking
yeah,
about?
The foster adoptive parents, right. The former foster youth, adult adoptees, even children who have been adopted. We're right now creating resources for them. Birth mothers, you know, birth families. So we're trying to really walk with everyone who has been touched by this.
Because it is a big ripple effect,
yes.
Right? It's not just the child that comes into your family. There is a big ripple effect of love, but yet of woundedness, of concerns and maybe questioning, right? And did I do the right thing? Should we have said yes to this? I said I wanted to do this. And so you want to help accompany them and navigate that journey with them.
Definitely, because I know my husband and I, when we fostered, we felt really alone in this. And people in the Catholic Church just didn't really know how to help us. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to create that, just a template to help walk with them to say, this is the support that families need.
And a new aspect to your incredible ministry is building and belonging. You didn't have that when you first came here. It's a curriculum for foster care and adoptive families. Videos with that, so share with us, because you're really about forming as well as informing people, accompanying them in the decision, but you want to form people in this to help and assist others.
Yes, because I think that, our faith gets really tested when we step into these hard places. We can be really tested, and we need to be so strong in our faith. We need to know that Christ is with us, that He is with our children. We need to look at our child not through the lens of their trauma, but to see them as a beloved child of God. We need to, we need that help. And so we felt like it was very important to create a curriculum specifically for Catholics. There has been nothing like this ever created. So when you go through foster care training, you have to watch a lot of videos and go through a lot of training, and it's all done through the state. And a lot of these videos are very low quality, and they're certainly not bringing our faith into it. So we wanted to create something that actually was very Catholic, that actually helps us to see our child's story through the lens of faith. And then to explain that to our children, because sometimes it can be very hard to explain, why am I not with my birth family? Why did this happen? Why did God allow this? Like, this is how we're trying to help form families, to be able to be so closely united with Christ that they can impart that to their children, and they can help their child accompany them through their story, through the wounds, through the rejection wounds and pain of being separated from their birth families.
Yeah. The beautiful thing in the journey and the belonging is God wanted me.
Yeah.
God wanted me. And all of us as children of God, God wants us.
Exactly.
And every human being, whether our birth mother wanted us, or we were planned or an unexpected, even in a loving two-parent family, God wanted us.
Absolutely.
And it's beautiful that we exist. And so you want to communicate that to every child, whether they're your birth or they're adopted. And so you equip them, give them tools so that they don't have to feel alone. Because you and your husband, Greg, have paid a great price of being alone. And I'm sure you've had great successes and great failures. And you're just kind of like, we want to build a culture so people can come up in this.
Yeah, definitely.
What is the impact that it's having? Yeah.
Well, it's been so beautiful because I have families coming to me now saying, because of Springs of Love, we are now fostering. And so that, of course, is the most exciting thing of all, to think that helped somebody. But this curriculum is just finishing up right now. So we just finished up a pilot of it. It's a video-based program. And what we did was interview foster adoptive families, former foster youth, adoptees, birth moms, counselors, Catholic counselors.
We got to see an episode of that. Mm-hmm. It's very well done. All the different aspects, very moving and clear. Well done.
Yeah, we're trying to present a more holistic view and vision of what fostering and adoption looks like. And we want to deal with the hard topics. We want to talk about grief and loss, because they are part of every fostering and adoption story. And we want to talk about the importance of actually having these conversations, these hard conversations with our children, and walking with them so it doesn't all hit them when they have gone and left the house and they never brought it up, and so the parents didn't know what to say. And so now they're dealing with, who am I? And what is this big piece of me that I don't even know about?
Wow.
We want it to not be taboo. We want it to be something that is very comfortable for the families to discuss with their children, that they can talk to them about their stories, that there's no shame. And so these are just part of the ways that we're trying to educate and to help them to see that Christ is in my story, that they are his beloved children.
Yes.
They are a gift, regardless of their background and their story and their pain and their suffering. They are a gift. God wanted them, like you said, and that they can find hope and healing in Christ. And we also help them navigate interracial adoptions, international adoptions, the challenges of navigating relationships with birth family, all of these issues we touch upon.
That's and right. all of the cultural exchanges. You know, we have grandchildren that are biracial. Sophia was 3 years old, and she's at the checkout with her mother, her birth mother. And Sophia's biracial, and she looks at her mother, and she's looking at all the people, and she said, "Hey, Mom, you're white." Like, you know, like hello, you know? And and she goes, "You're not brown like me." And Anna goes, "Really, Sophia, at the checkout, we have to have this conversation," you know? But it's all those conversations, all of that equipping, the cultural equipping that you need, because otherwise you feel so alone, you feel inept, and you know, the whole adoption thing has even changed in our lifetime in that it once was closed, right? And so the child didn't have, no records were released until the child maybe was 18 or they were sealed forever. But now we're in this place and phase where we have open adoptions. And so part of the problem is that if you want to be a foster parent or you want to do adoption, you have so many questions and you're thinking, "I'm awful that I have this question." Right. And so you give them a place to voice the reality. And so many of the couples were sharing so organically and so wonderful, you know, and you could see yourself going, "They look so real and regular." You know, and they're together, right? Because maybe I could do that.
Yeah. Well, this is why, you know, we wanted to have a formation series that could be done in a small group at a parish. So this, again, the Springs of Love chapter, if you have a chapter, you could say, "We're going to host this building belonging group," and it's a 7-week program. And say, you know, you could provide childcare to make it easy for families, because I really want husbands and wives to come together, to be fed, and to find that community. They need, foster and adoptive families need the community of others who are also walking that path desperately. They need that. But they also need the accompaniment of the church at large to walk with them, to see them, so that maybe they have a child that has some special needs and other people in the church don't understand what's going on, and they might look down upon them like, "Wow, you're not a very good parent because you can't keep control of your child." But if they start to have more awareness and they learn about the impact of trauma on children, and then we start to educate our parishes, our parish families, then we can really welcome these children. We can really welcome them and give them more points of connection. It's not just the families that are loving the children, but it's the whole church. And that's what we want to create. We want to see that.
And for other children to see that. And because, you know, we all so myopic. I was wanted, I'm with my mom and dad. And but for the children to understand that there are other children that were in different situations and they're adopted. Well, now she's your friend because you go to PSR with her in the third grade. How do I be her friend? You know what I mean? And it's educational and forming for the whole church family. Everybody benefits.
Definitely.
Because love always wins. Yeah. And so you want to take this journey in this beautiful Spring of Love ministry and belonging and building to build a new culture of life, a new culture of love, where we could say there's so much more to do. There is this, you know, you think of it, it's like a tsunami. It's like, "Lord, this is a lot." It is a lot. But with God and the hope of the church, it can be done.
Yes. This is, we're just hoping the Holy, we're just asking the Holy Spirit to lead all of this. And he has so graciously. I mean, so we have this Building Belonging program and I'm just actually finishing up a second 7-week program, and it's called To Connect. And so the 6 circles of connection for foster and adoptive families. And so grounding our identity and relationships, all the core is our connection with God. Yeah. And so it's, you know, focusing on that connection with God, the connection with myself, the connection with my spouse, which is so important, and then the connection with my child, my family, my community. And so then we have another series of families that we interviewed. So we have different families for each series that we walked with that are sharing their insights. And it's been so great to hear from adult adoptees saying what they really loved that their parents did, what they wish their parents had done, to hear foster and adoptive families talk about their successes, their struggles, and to realize like, we may not figure out all the right ways to do things, right? There's no like definitive blueprint. Every situation is different. Right. But what we need most of all is to be close to Christ and allow Him to lead our families.
Yes. We were speaking during the break and speaking about in the sense that as Christian people, Catholic people, we're all adopted.
Yeah.
Right? We don't just belong to the family of God. We may belong naturally as human beings, but there needs to be a supernatural event that adopts us into, that's called baptism, I guess, you know, the grace of God coming in. And you shared a part of that video as well. And I loved what you shared about the focus on family in the Catholic Church. I'm so glad to be a Catholic, you said, because we're always speaking about mothers, fathers, the Blessed Virgin Mary as mother, godmother, godfather, and that your kids are aware of that.
Yes.
And they're growing up within that milieu. And that's what you're trying to foster in the church itself.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. When I first brought my first son home, I felt really threatened by the fact that he had another mother. That felt really threatening to me. I wanted to be his mother so badly that it was hard for me to really wrap my mind around it. But I realized that I needed to start talking about her from the very beginning. So when he was just a little baby, I would say, your birth mama, I was afraid to even call her birth mama at that point. I called her, you know, there was another woman and you were in her tummy, the woman whose tummy you were in. And then as I continued, you know, loving him, I started calling him your birth mother, and then it became your birth mama, and it became very natural for me. So I was talking, I mean, he couldn't understand, but it was for me, so that I could, you know, kind of be at peace with the fact that, you know what, this is a different route. You know, fostering and adopting looks differently. It's not going to look just like I gave birth to a child. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's a calling. Mm-hmm. And God equips us to do this. That's what I'm trying to help.
Yes.
Is like, how do we equip families? Because so many say, well, I just never spoke to my child about this because they never asked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And well, the child doesn't want to ask because they don't want to hurt you. They're afraid they're going to hurt you. But I've had a child come to me say, Mommy, I love you so much. And I'm so grateful that you're my mommy. But why did God allow this to happen? Why am I not with my birth mother? Mm-hmm. And she goes, but I love you. But I was not offended by this because I'm like, this is natural for you to ask this.
Yes.
I try to create an atmosphere in our home where it's very normal and just it's every question is welcome.
Well, one way or another, it will be addressed either with you in this or when he goes on to his own marriage and family and it hasn't been addressed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to address this now. We're going to take a break at this point. And we look forward to sharing for several other minutes. Springsoflove.org. This is such a profound, profound ministry. We hope you're being touched, and we hope you will get involved, starting a chapter or just being a part of a chapter, contributing however you can to this culture of fostering, adoption, belonging for all people, the whole ripple effect in this whole process. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. We're wrapping up our conversation with Kimberly Hinkle and her beautiful ministry, Springs of Love. So Kimberly, I'm just pitching it to you. What would you want to say to our viewing audience about how they can help the mobilization of fostering, adoption, just sowing it however they can to this community, to this culture, to our heritage of, of belonging?
Yeah, well, we believe firmly that everyone can do something. This is such a pro-life effort. This is, it's an essential part of our work as Christians that, you know, we can, if we feel maybe we are called to foster and adopt, that we should discern this. This is something we should not just brush off and ignore, but if you feel like the Holy Spirit might be tugging on your heart, maybe it's something you've always thought about, then take the time to discern it. And there's something I didn't even mention is, you know, you could take emergency placements. You could do respite. Mm-hmm. You could sign up and just take a child for a few days. They need people who will mm-hmm. take children just for a couple of days until they find a landing spot for that child.
That's beautiful.
So there's easy ways to get involved. You could do respite, where you just take the children for maybe a couple of days mm-hmm. to give a foster family a break. So there's lots of ways to get involved. One of the easiest, I would say, is to start a Springs of Love chapter. And this way you kind of find the families who are fostering and adopting in your parish. We have resources on our website to help you plan a foster care awareness event, which has been amazing. We have seen so much fruit from these events. You know, we just do a 1-hour presentation. We give you the tools, tell you exactly what to say, yeah. what to do. You bring in a local foster care, somebody who works in the foster care system to say, who are the children in our backyard? Mm. How many kids are in our right. town who need foster families? How many foster families are there? Because I'll tell you, there is a lack. There is a severe lack of foster families right now. So find out who those kids are. Have a local foster parent talk about their experience and their needs, and then show one of our Springs of Love video stories. And right there you have an event. We just did this, and we had 5 families sign up to foster.
Excellent.
So that was extraordinary. And we had over 50 people sign up to be on an email list for when a foster family needed something. Mm. And so people want to help, I think. It's just trying to organize the love, right? It's organizing yeah. love. So we try to have the resources on our website to help people yeah. to get involved. So, you know, we just encourage people to yes. come to us, and we'll
Amen.
Help you.
Thank you
Perfect.
So much for being
Thank
with
you.
Us. Thank you for being a herald for so great a vision. Mm. But we all need to participate. I mean, you've heard the show the last couple of days. There's a place for everyone in this community of belonging, foster care, adoption, those who place their child, ministry to them, forming chapters. You're going to be equipped with a curriculum, with videos, everything that you need. You feel that pull mm. upon yourself, and you hear Jesus saying, as you've done it to the least, you've done it to me. Maybe you can't pioneer something. Maybe you could just simply give and sow into this. Freely you've received, now freely give. Take in Christ. Mm. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.